Jack in Connecticut's got some sidewalk issues. What's happening? How can we help you?
Well, I've used the wrong kind of salt on my sidewalks, and it's caused the sidewalks to pit up and chip away. And I was wondering what kind of process or product you recommend that I could use to level or maybe even put some slate and concrete above the chipped concrete to make a smooth surface.
Yeah, Jack, if you use, as you learned, rock salt on the concrete, it will damage it. So what you really want to do is use something called calcium chloride, sometimes sold under one of the brand names is Safe-T-Salt. That is not damaging to the concrete surface. Having already damaged the surface, though, your solution is an epoxy patching compound. Available at home centers. You can resurface those sidewalks with the epoxy patch. It gives you good adhesion, which is the key. If you try to just put, you know, more cement on top of it, it's going to crack and spall and chip right off.
It's never going to stick to one another.
If you use a good patching compound with an epoxy base, it'll last indefinitely.
Now, would I have to chip the I try to use epoxy, just like you said, a while ago last year, and what happened was it kind of chipped and fell away.
It shouldn't. If it's a good, clean surface, you should have good binding. That's the beauty of that patching material. It's supposed to adhere very, very well. Now, if you've had a problem with that, I mean, it might be that the sidewalk underneath was dirty or had something that acted
could
as
have
an
even
insulator.
Been moist,
between.
And as the season changed, it just sort of froze and popped it right off.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, actually, yeah.
You got to make sure it's clean and dry.
Clean and dry, okay.
Jack, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, thank you.
You know, Tom, when you find that calcium chloride, you really have to make sure you stock up on it because I find it's hard to just buy unless you order it on the internet, and then it's expensive because you're buying, you know, a lot of it.
And it
so
weighs
when you
a lot.
See it, get it. Get a ton of it and
before
store
the snow
it away.
Hits. Before
exactly.
the snow hits. I know it's a pain to store, but it's better to have it than not. What I like to do is mix it up into, I have an old trash can. We mix it up and keep it on the porch where it's like half salt, half sand.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little, you know, scoop in there. And it's easy just to dig in and throw it out there when it gets icy out.
Yeah, it's so smart. And then you won't be looking for it and forced to use something that's just going to damage your whole property.
Leslie, who's next?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.